Track number 12. The Red House and Salobreña Sugarcane Factories in the 20th Century. The Red House, composed of dwelling and gardens, was built at the beginning of the 20th century as home to the old sugarcane factory's owners. The principal facade is centred around a polygonal-shaped tower topped with a spire that overlooks a wide terraced garden. Nowadays, this house belongs to the Salobreña Town Hall. It houses an online training centre, the Department of Youth and Women's Services, the Community Centre for Social Services, and the José Martín Recuerda Foundation, offering an exhibition of the works of this distinguished Spanish writer who lived and died in Salobreña. The gardens also play host to music concerts during the summer. From 1860 onwards, the newly revived sugar industry fed the expansion of the town beyond its ancient walls. New houses and factories were built, with the factory of Nuestra Señora del Rosario, 1860 to 1861, in La Caleta, spawning the first workers' suburbs of La Guardia and La Caleta itself. In 1874, the factory of Nuestra Señora del Pilar was built between the Loma districts and Calle Nueva, and in 1905, the Sugar Company of San Francisco added another to the north of Salobreña in an area known as La Lomilla, next to the Red House. By 1924, these new neighbourhoods were fully established, but with electricity only being installed a few years earlier, Salobreña was still a town with many shortcomings. From 1937 to 1950, many streets were paved. The Paseo de las Flores was landscaped, the old city hall was renovated, and in the last years of this stage, a school complex was built. The gorge down from the church was developed for Calle Rosario, and a series of two-story terraced houses started popping up in the 1960s. From 1970, urban growth occurred on the area of the plains, and expansion began on the beaches with the construction of the Salomar 2000 urbanization. Next point, the Via de Salobreña, Auditorium and City Hall buildings.